Translation. Then he, Maharaj Parikshit, asked the bull, "Oh, who are you? Are you a bull as white as a lotus, as a white lotus, or are you demigod? You have lost three of your legs and are moving on only one. Are you some demigod causing us grief in form of bull?" Arpod. At least up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit, no one could imagine the wretched condition of the cow and the bull. Maharaj Parikshit, therefore, was astonished to see such a horrible scene. He inquired whether the bull was not a demigod, assuming such a wretched condition to indicate the future of the cow and the bull. Then he, Maharaj Parikshit, asked the bull, "Oh, who are you? Are you a bull as white as a lotus? Are you a demigod? You have lost three of your legs and are moving on only one. Are you some demigod causing us grief in the form of a bull?" Omagyanatimradasyagyanajanashalakaya chakshuntamena tasmai shri gurave namaha namo vishnu padaya krishna prashtavidale shimate bhaktivedanta swamtimine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gorani Pacharine Nishasha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adeta Gadadra Shivasari Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopinande. Okay. Okay, share some thoughts on this verse, on servant. So, as you see, Maharaj Parikshit just going on and describing his encounter with the Kali, with the cows, with the bull. Very dramatic verses, one after one. So now he saw something astonishing, absolutely, which he never seen before. He just out of sight, he couldn't know what to make out of it. He was amazed, and only Bull himself could explain what's that all about, or what the hell is that? Like if you would see something astonishing out of place completely nowadays, okay, it's Kali Yuga. And barely is anyone not seen yet, but they say something absolutely unusual. I don't know, some big bird lands here on the outside with seven beaks and 15 wings and something crazy. So we just know what to make out of it, So this is a scenario, you never seen such a thing, because such a kind of wretched condition of a bull was never seen before. Therefore you ask, "What's all about? Are you demigod in disguise?" he said in his verse, Terrified, So indicating both condition of cow, condition of bull, condition of Mother Earth in the future, in Kali Yuga. Just kind of to make us, be aware of that. So it's just dark age. It's just commencing, Just wondering, it's like three legs are missing in Kali Yuga. So which leg is missing in previous yugas? Because every age, one leg is chopped down. Kali, by his own influence, broken. It's not that he appeared only in Kali Yuga, this is his age. But by influence of Kali, ages get degraded, Lesser influence of Kali, it's called Vapra Yuga, or Treta Yuga, how is order, Treta Yuga. And more influence of Kali is called Vapra Yuga, and full manifestation is called Kali Yuga. For example, I mentioned before that in Satya Yuga, Kali appeared as a Gandharva. See, this kind of subtle things, you know. You know, there was such a piety everywhere, but somehow or other he appeared as a apparently heavenly being, Gandharva, with crooked mentality. We have a few stories in Srimad Bhagavatam about different Gandharvas doing dodgy stuff. Like even Kamsa is a son of Gandharva. And then there is other things. Gandharva would rape the woman or wife of sages. So Kali came as a Gandharva in Satya Yuga. And they said that Dvapara Yuga personified, you know who is that? Who is personification? He's a Shakuni, uncle of Pandavas. He's Dvapara. He was called up, somehow or other, it's strange in it, but he was influenced by Kali already, because I think they were together even in this Gandharva loka also. And then he came in Dvapara Yuga as a Shakuni. And then Duryodhana, of course, there are three of empowered expansion of Kali. One came as a Duryodhana, one came as a Jarasandha, and the Shishupala, I think. Yeah, Shishupala, three personalities as a representative of Kali. This is like Madhva commenting on some book, ancient book of some Vaishnava. So how yugas decline here? As I mentioned, they're losing one leg each. So in Satya, austerity, cleanliness, mercy, truthfulness in full manifestation. Dharma is firmly established like a table on four legs. No question of, see. But Treta, which leg is missing? What do you think? Yeah, austerity. It's interesting remark there that Treta Yuga, mostly they were Kshatriyas. So this aspect of austerity, of course, not that they were not austere. Kshatriya, they can bear pain. But most of them, they kind of not, you know. So this austerity missing. See, what's the point? That to hold the Dharma, to be constantly aware that you are not the body, but the soul, you need austerity. If austerity is missing in life, what's happening? You come to the bodily concept of life. It's nice. Not bad. Body is nice. I'm nice. You know, it's enjoyable here. See, this austerity aspect gives you bitterness towards the body and mind. Otherwise, bodily concept is very strong. So, mostly you're a kshatriya. But this kshatriya, you know, is proud, is mighty, is controlling. You know, it's all bodily concept. Very strong, muscly, you know. They pump their muscles very strong. Just the other day I saw somebody made, I was looking for a nice picture of Nrisingadev, and in India some kind of, you know, graphic designer made Nrisingadev. But my goodness, he made like huge muscles, like a bodybuilder. I think this is so nasty, you know. Krishna doesn't rely on his muscles, you know. He's the strongest, he's beautifully built, but this is just so nasty, like rough. This is not, you know, like... So this, you know, this might, you know, those who are, for example, nowadays many young people they do like gyms and, you know, pumping their muscles, you know, and then of course you have to spend, you have to show off, so a small friction fight arises. Those, I mean, we are over here, we don't go to partying and clubs, but if you go to club and parties, small insignificant thing is part of the huge fight. People get killed because, you know. You're strong, you have to show off, especially if you're a girlfriend or something. You have to show off, really, you have to show off your muscles, you know. So this is what bodily concept does. So this is Kshatriyas, they were in Treta Yuga. Austerity is kind of slackened, see. Still very dharmic, but one leg is down. And then Dvapara Yuga. What is left in Dvapara Yuga? Cleanliness is gone already. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, cleanliness, mercy, truthfulness is in Treta Yuga established. No austerity. And Dvapara Yuga? of your obvious cleanliness is missing, and one more. Oh, yeah, austerity, already said. Anyway. So austerity and cleanliness in Vaparivaya in decline more. So only compassion and truthfulness are strongly established there. So they are mostly Vaishyas in Vaparivaya. Krishna came as a Vaishya. So in the sense of cleanliness and austerity, Vaishyas for profit, and perhaps illicit connection are more prominent, because this is how we destroy cleanliness. And of course, Kali Yuga. Truthfulness is there, but is inclined. And all the other austerity, cleanliness, mercy, gone. Even in religious societies, austerity is not emphasized anymore. For example, somebody said in Christianity that for the last few centuries, not even one book emphasizing fasting is not written. You know, you have all these, how they call them, hot pizza temples and McDonald's temples. You know, they were disowned like temples everywhere. So instant enjoyment, why should fast? Why austerities? See? Just wondering here, that Maharaj Parikshit, did he actually saw the bull in such a condition? Like, you know, or is just kind of symbolic, allegorical or something? Like, can you imagine how horrible scenario now would be to see the bulls with broken three legs creeping? Horrible. But I guess it's so both, and also means as a message to us. So in that time especially, it was just unimaginable. What is that? You know, terrible, you know. So of the four vices which are declined in this age, of course, cow killing marks Kali Yuga. So, because cow killing was not present in other ages. Other vices were, but not publicly. You know, there was intoxication, there was illicit sex, there was gambling, like Kshatriyas allowed all of those. Kshatriyas allowed to eat meat, even. Gambling, of course, you know. Because of gambling, we have Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. All these stories, you know. So, but not meat eating. I mean, meat eating was there, but cow killing was not. So Kali Yuga especially, you know, describes, is a symbol of Kali Yuga. So one thing that ages do not fight for supremacy, like Kali, he wants to establish his rule, he must. You know, it's not like personified Vapara fighting to be, you know, to establish his rule or Satya, or, you know, it's not only Kali, but only aspect of Kali influence with the decline of Dharma. See? Also, like, why virtue needs to be enforced? Let's say Satya Yuga, you know, Satya, everybody's saint, everybody's Paramahamsa, Brahmana. So why, like, this good qualities are not just constant, you know, natural, spontaneous. How is that they just kind of decadrize, you know? What's that in humans? Why virtue must be enforced, you see? Because this nature, material world is to decline. That's the human mind. He said, first thing you acquire when you come to this material world is mind. He is replacing the soul. This is your guidance. Represent super soul, represent, there's a mind, first thing you acquire. Mind, of course, you know, you can say chanchala. It never satisfies, it's always God there, it just keeps you miserable always, if you focus on it. This is nature, this is how it survives, how it thrives. New things, something else. So, because also in Satya Yuga they're connected, as I mentioned earlier, this austerity thing, it makes you there above. Austerity. Stuff is not like something enjoyable, but this aspect of austerity keeps you alert, you know what it's supposed to do. You know, you cannot just follow the mind like a dog, you know. Do any damn thing, say any damn thing, you know, just like a child, you see small baby, or not baby, but small boys, whatever. Just running here and there, touching this, you know, going there, eating, sticking in his mouth, and without any consideration. Like, you know, whatever mind says, it does. That's a mind on the legs. That's a mind. So therefore, there is no austerity only keeps you awake, see. So I mentioned already as a Kali came as a Gandharva. This could be also like allegoric story from Bible, fallen angel. See, Gandharvas are angels. They influencing people, these fallen angels. So could be very much connected with the Kali coming as a Gandharva in this age. See. One thing is here, which maybe more my main focus is that Yuga Sandhya. You know what is Sandhya? Sandhya is like overlapping time between the yugas. It's not that clear cut between yugas, but overlapping. You know, you can see the symptoms, previous yuga in this yuga, and of course some symptoms of following yuga. Therefore it says we are beginning on Kali Yuga only, but this is like Yuga Sandhya. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a transitional period before and every millennium, which are few hundred years of demigods, are known as Yuga Sandhyas, or conjunctions of two millenniums, according to the expert astronomers. In those Sandhya period, all kinds of religious activities are performed. All kinds of religious activities. We are just in the beginning of Sandhya Yuga. And then it's all kinds of religions, all kinds of paths, all kinds of spiritual, whatever. So that's the Sandhya, all kinds of activities in the name of spirituality are there. So within a yuga are sandhis, starting with Sandhya and ending with Sandhyansa. These are parts of the yuga. Both lasting 1/10 of main yuga. That means 1/10 part of this yuga, Sandhya yuga. Go on, see. So most of the characteristic changes can occur in these sandhyas and sandhyansas, especially if that changes from Kali to Satya. So as Kali Yuga ending up and Satya Yuga's influence starts, will be all kinds of unusual things to be seen. For example, Lord Kalki, he didn't kill Kali straight away. It took many, many years. Lord Kalki appeared. But Kalki was still there until, you know, towards the end, and then destroyed it. And then, after he's killed, then Satya Yuga came. See? So 1/10. Let's say now, see, Dvapara Yuga is 864,000 years in its duration. A Sandhyansa or Sandhya of Dvapara Yuga is 1/10 of that, which is 86,400. So that means the influence of Kali Yuga started even in time, of course, Lord Krishna, although he was not able to establish his rulership, but Kali Yuga was established. I mean, influence could be seen. Of course, you see the Krishna book, so many demons, so many, you know, there was influence of Kali Yuga, even that. It means about at least 4,300 years before end of Kali Yuga was influenced. This is Sandhya. And then, of course, soon as Krishna left, and then they said Kali Yuga started in that day. But this is also Sandhya period. And then Kali came fully because was no Krishna there. Of course, Parikshit was able to hold him still. But then he came. So this Sandhya of Kali, 43,200 years. So yeah, Kali started his influence after that. So after this period of this Sandhyansa, then bull is gonna collapse. It's gonna collapse, no truthfulness anymore. So this period of whatever 443,000, so you know, 10,000 period is there also Lord Chaitanya. But after that, Kali Yuga will really show his full display, terrible age, no truthfulness, no dharma, nothing, unfair means, hook by crook, you know, whether, he said, cannibalism would be normal. They'll be hunting you for food. You hide, like those modern movies, terrible. Only relationship between any male, any female would be just sex life. And, you know, I said that parents will grow their kids for food and all these terrible things, unmentionable. Anyway. In the Garuda Purana, there's a nice verse, he said, Kale Pratama Sandhyayam Lakshmi Kanto Bhavishyati Daru Brahma Samipastah Sanyasi Gora Vigraha. In the first Sandhya of Kali Yuga, the Lord will assume golden form. First, he will be the husband of Lakshmi, and then he will be Sannyasi who stayed near Jagannath Puri. So in this Sandhyansa, Lord Chaitanya appeared. The Kali is like. Interesting that this is Kali Yuga, is age of mlechas, mlecha population. This is kind of fun story about mlechas, which I can randomly find. And I think it's in Mahabharata also mentioned, but anyway. He said King Kshemaka was killed by mlechas in bygone age, and he ended up in a hellish planet. His son, Pradyota, was advised by Narada Muni to perform mlecha yagya to save his father from hell. After mlecha yagya, all mlechas were practically extinct. What they made in Kurukshetra, in some old sages, and they made huge kund for the fire, about 128 miles long. And by mantras, they summon all mlechas from all kinds of tribes all around the planet. By mantra, they just threw them in the flame, burned them to ashes. And then this King Pradyota was able to be released from the hellish condition. But after that time, there was no practically any mlecha left. See? But later on, mlechas again descend from degraded kshatriyas. That means in the beginning, mlecha, you know, mlechas were pious people in the beginning. They were worshipping Vishnu. They were respecting brahmanas. See? But then at some point, those mlechas, who were also kshatriyas, they were wondering, you know, to whom should we offer our sacrifice? Or let's eat ourselves. So they start to consume offering meant for Vishnu. So this is rapid degradation of mlechas in this Kali Yuga. And now we will touch Bhavishya Purana. Although, I know you already heard, Bhavishya Purana is not bona fide, it's reasoned, but Srila Prabhupada said, everything in Bhavishya Purana is accurate. I believe that. Not those modern scholars, just because in Bhavishya Purana, their description of Jesus, Adam and Eve, Muhammad, many of those. Therefore, they said, oh, Bible is older than Vedas. Therefore, they must be, they taken this story and they put in their own Puranas. You know, they took from Bible. But no, it was most probably opposite. They made up things from the informations from Bhavishya Purana. There's a story about Adam and Eve in Bhavishya Purana. They spring from the mlechas, pious mlechas in that time, still, see. Okay, there's a story. In biblical story, I said this, Havyavati and Adama, these two couple, they were living in big forests. Huge forest, many yojanas, and in summer, you know. But in middle of this forest, of course, was called Papavriksha. Papavriksha, what is Papavriksha? It's a sinful tree. I don't know why it's there. I didn't want to go into to find out. But it was a sinful tree there in this. And then Kali, Before that, Kali, we saw there's no way that he can manifest his own age, you know, there's no way, there's no mlechas, there's no degraded people. So he worshipped Vishnu, him and his wife, who was his sister, that's a Kali. He, his wife, both worshipping Vishnu, and Vishnu somehow was pleased and said, no problem, I'll give you your age in Kali Yuga, and mlecha population will increase again. So this Adam and Eve, or Adama and Havyabhati, Kali came in the form of a serpent. That's the story of the Bible. And somehow bewildered Adam or whatever, or Eve. So they ate this fruit of sin. And from them, all mlechas descended and populate the earth, creating slowly fertile soil for Kali. I said when Kali was worshipping of Narayana, this, after some time the Lord appeared to him and said, this age will be a good time for you. I will fulfill all your desire, having various kinds of forms. There is a couple named Adama and his wife Havyavati. They are born from Vishnu, Kardama, and will increase the generation of mlechas. Saying this, the Lord disappeared. And then Kali, with a great joy, went to Purusha, went to Nilacha, this is place where this forest was. So that's a story of mlechas. Mlechas means meat eaters, Jayashi Shirada Gopulananda, Jayashi Paramakshmanama, Jayashi Gomitai, Paritapam. So that's the influence of Kali in this age. By the mercy of Krishna, is allowed his, you know, his existence. So that leads me to speak just a few words about Narakari, Das Thakur, Narahari Sakar Thakur, today's appearance. We mentioned this morning, just brief, you know, is disciple is Lochan Das Thakur, author of Chaitanya Mangalam. This song here, this line, Narahari Adikori Chamarila, this is Narahari Sarkar Thakur, refers to him. He's kind of series in Lord Chaitanya pastime is to a Chamara. And as we mentioned this morning, he's in the spiritual world, Gopi Manjari, who supplies the honey to Krishna and Radha. He said only thing which he was teaching anyone, his disciple, is just pure love of God, Gopi Bhav, nothing else. He was. For example, in Ratha Yatra also, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya allocated for him to dance. You know, this was in Jagannath Puri. And he's, as I said, he was just teaching pure love of Godhead only. And that's actually ultimately what we are supposed to acquire and also to give. Just incredible things, this. To come to that level of this Bhava Prema. And then when you give books, whatever we do, you may be aware of that. But this is ultimately what you are supposed to acquire. This intense, very intense love for Krishna. This starts with this preaching activities with books. And this is what we give in actually, which no one, no spiritual path, whatever gives that ultimate. See? That's the goal. Prema Bhakti. Ultimate goal. And there's a question, can we enter without it Goloka Vrindavan? There are many levels, many places to go in spiritual world, but to enter Goloka Vrindavan, one has to, I just presume, this bhava, this ultimate appreciation. And to cultivate that, one has to cultivate the mood of paying attention to details on the service. See, for example, when you hear about denizen of spiritual world, he said, one son and so on, whatever, this gopi supplying chandan to Krishna. The thing is just small service, like, all day just making chandan, if you look from this day. But there are so many details to that, you know. When you pay attention to details, you discover so many ways how you can improve, how you can, you know. This is with any service, like Narahari, Sarkar Thakur, waves the chamara. I mean, is that what you do all day or something? But there's so many ways, so many which we are not aware, we cannot even conceive what means, or making garland for Krishna, or, you know, small things, putting chandan on Krishna. It's like only this, that's our concept. So in this life also we may take care of a service, whatever, and it's kind of be fried with it, just get on with it. Very often is the case. Get on with it. Cleaning. Get on with it. You know, leave mess behind. But to pay attention to details, that's what Krishna is interested in. Small details. That's a personal. That's a personal. If you pay attention to details, then it's so personal. It means you know why you're doing. And then it's mentioned in scriptures that Krishna is paying attention to that small details. You know, how you neglect or do you neglect anything? It's small detail. That's a personal relationship that is developed. Small details. You know. Otherwise, it's impersonal. Our service is impersonal. Our lives are impersonal. Meticulous service. And then, nectar of service comes through that. Otherwise, it's just quickly doing next thing, next thing, next thing. But paying attention to the small details develops a relationship. Otherwise, you know, gopis have all day something to do because of paying attention to the small details. Although, as I mentioned, probably you need this intense prema to enter Goloka Vrindavan, but then there is Shanta also in Goloka. Although some scholars said there is no Shanta in Goloka Vrindavan. But the rivers, stones, rocks, cows are apparently Shantaras. But it's not just any Shantaras, because when Krishna plays the flute, what's happened? Rivers stop the flow. Stone melts. Cows get just stoned. Cows drinking milk just stop like this, still with the nipple in their mouth. Everything is frozen. This is not Shanta. This is, you know, something far beyond. So maybe you can aspire, maybe it's easy to enter in the Goloka Vrindavan as a Shanta devotee. And then when you hear Krishna's flute, all this melts away. You are there established properly. So I'm not bothered anymore. Just a few thoughts. I have all this list here about Narahari, Sarkar Thakur. But since I didn't read this before, there's no point of sitting and reading something which I don't know about. That's how much I got from this verse. If you have something to respond, I'm happy to hear. I don't know. Anyone?
I heard in one of Shivaram Maharaj's lectures, he didn't expand on this point, yeah. But he mentioned that Putana, although she went back to Goloka Vrindavan, she didn't have pure love for Krishna. Yeah. But because of Krishna's special mercy, he...
Yeah.
Took her there and gave her the position of a mother. But she didn't have pure love. She didn't have prem.
Yeah, this mercy aspect. I mean, if you don't know all these intricacies, how does happen, you know. You know, and at some stage you have to kind of, I just feel, without this, that's something happened in your consciousness. Last point, this appreciation. You know, it must be otherwise, you know, cold person, like, I don't know, like I have heart like a rock, so that's a shanta. My heart could melt there, maybe. But, you know, so what you going to do in spiritual world? So this appreciation, something happened, nobody knows what happened in the last moment of your life, this second, split second, you can develop that. So in that sense, I just believe that it's a kind of, you don't appreciate Krishna, I mean, anyway, did some thoughts. Anyone else something to say?
Listening to Prabhupada's morning walks, he had the discussion about what happens in the spiritual world. Do they just stay in their one service? And he says, no. It's ever changing and it's expanding upon the situations of what comes. So he says it's dynamic.
Yeah. It can be many, dynamic. Many different services. And just
yeah, and so it's like a spontaneity of what's happening in the spiritual world. It's not according we would understand it. Anything can happen.
Yeah, of course. The only thing is I want to emphasize is to make virtue what you do. And in spiritual world, they make virtue, whatever it is in the moment, out of it. Like, as I mentioned, for example, there's these many forms of service. It's a story when somebody was with Krishna, something, and Krishna wanted, it was very hot, and Krishna wanted to take bath, and he manifested as a river. And then Krishna took bath, and then he manifested as a towel to wipe his Krishna, and then he manifested as a bed, just really one after another, rendering service. So that's the dynamics of whatever you want. He's mentioned that some of the acharya has 5-6 forms in the spiritual world. Is it Madhvacharya? Is as a Surabhika or as a something Kapavriksha? There's a few many forms. So whatever. You know. Krishna wants, you know. I'm there. So that's of course. Yeah. Thank you for this point out. Expand spiritual world is not something a plain house. Like, you know, Christians have this idea. Where are you going? Heaven. Okay, give him a harp. Going to hell? Give him an accordion. And he goes there as accordion. The thing is horrible instrument. It's like, yeah, that's what you do. Much dynamic. Anyway. Okay, you can finish. Sum up quickly. So, just summarize. So these four legs of Dharma are broken each age, gradually down. Kali, meat eating. Cow killing was mark of this age, and there are vices in other ages slowly declined, but Dharma was pretty strong. And then we talk about Yuga Sandhyas, that all kinds of religious activities were performed in this age, and Lord Chaitanya himself comes in all kinds of spiritual paths. Was not such a variety in other ages, few only. And there are symptoms of Kali Yuga, of course, unimaginable. Which will last until Sandhya is end up another few thousand years, few hundred thousand years. And then increasing lechas in Kali Yuga to facilitate Lord Kalki. I'm coming from lecha, I know not myself. Kali Yuga is not just Shudras, but lower than Shudra. Lechas are on the lower rank. And then we talk about Bhavishya Purana. Prabhupada accepted as authentic how Mlecha culture was increased up to the end. Hare Krishna. Keshima Bhagavatam Kijaya Gopi.